Now, the second number that I want to talk about is 7, which, as I mentioned, is the number of perfection or completion. Now, why does it signify completion? Well, let me read to you from Genesis 2, verse 1. It says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made." So obviously, this can signify completion, right? When the creation was complete, after man was made, he rested on the seventh day. The Bible says God rested on the seventh day, and it pictures the completion. And a lot of the times in the Bible, you will have a count of 7 before something has been completed. Let me give you an example of this. How about the 7 seals, right? 7 seals in the book of Revelation are completed before what? The wrath of God is poured out unto this wicked world. Okay, you have 7 seals, but even thereafter, what do you have? 7 trumpets, 7 vials, and those are thoroughly carried out and completed, you know, before the millennial reign of Christ, the third coming of Jesus Christ, where he comes to this world and he sets up his millennial reign. Okay, you have the priest that sprinkled the blood 7 times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary in Leviticus chapter 4, verse number 6, signifying completion or perfection. How about this? Joshua 6, 4 says, "And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day he shall compass the city 7 times." You think God is trying to teach us something there? Right. "And the priest shall blow with the trumpets." How about this? When Elisha tells the king to go wash in the river, right, in order to heal him of his leprosy. The Bible says in 2 Kings 5:10, "And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." So again, it pictures completion. It pictures perfection. You say, "I don't know, how does it picture perfection?" Well, how about this? Psalms 12, verse 6 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified," what? 7 times. Amen. And you're not going to argue that the Bible's not perfect. So obviously, that's a great number to represent perfection at its apex right here. The word of God being purified 7 times to make it perfect. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 164, "7 times a day do I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgments." Or how about this? Remember when Nebuchadnezzar was given the heart of a beast, right? And 7 times passed over him, and then a heart of a man was given to him. Until those 7 years were complete, at that point when God humbled him, he tried him, he punished him, he chastised him. When those 7 years were complete, at that point, he was able to restore him back to his kingdom. Hey, the end times is known as what? Daniel's 70th week. Not the 7-year tribulation, just 70th week. Right. Composed of 3.5 years of tribulation, 3.5 years of wrath. And when that is complete, then you have the millennial reign taking place. So you see how the number 7 can often represent perfection or even completion.